Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Come on, boy.
Walk upstairs, sleep, drag you out.
Where are you?
I'm outside, I'm waiting. Because not going into a whorehouse with 2 wounds.
Come on, Pablo.
As an elf. Why? Because there are probably many men making events of me, and I don't really want to cause a scene by burning down the tavern.
I'm just ignoring most of them.
I'm sitting there.
Okay, so after a short while, she'll point out the girl.
My foot.
It's bad when you have to carry him inside.
He wanted to find his frisbee, but he couldn't find it. I have no idea where it is.
It's inside.
No, I put it up on the corner.
It fell off.
Oh.
He was like... couldn't find it.
The girl walks in.
All right.
Does any waste?
Did she approach,
No, she just... It looks like she begins mingling it.
Okay, well, I suppose I'll approach her then.
She looks you up and down. Hello.
Hi.
Can I get you a drink?
Not right now, but thank you for offering.
Oh, please, come, sit down, you look tense.
Well, I understand you helped up by kissing, I sit down.
She moves behind you, begins massaging your shoulders.
Please stop that.
Make a willpower check.
Make a willpower, she's good at it.
At least, left.
Since it's hard, since you say you're resisting, I'll make it a easy check, which adds 20%, but I'm not sure that'll matter for you. Please!
Stop. You can still talk to her and just enjoy it.
Yeah, you can still talk. That doesn't stop you. You're just enjoying the massage.
Well, I was led to believe that you, a friend of mine, came in here a couple days ago, and you may have helped him and the man he was speaking with.
Mm-hmm.
I describe him to her.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I need to know who it was he was speaking with.
Pablo, come here.
Well, I'm afraid that's private information.
How private are we talking here?
Go ahead and give me a charm check, see how much he really does like you.
4.
Well, if you've got some spare time tonight...
Okay, Alex... Brain sex?
Yes.
And drinks and, you know, the entire night.
Okay. Sigmar's, the Church of Sigmar's stance on alcohol and women.
Yes.
Who cares?
Alec? Dirty, sinful shit. How dare you? But you wouldn't be the first.
That and it's better that our priests don't get pent up and angry, probably.
No, that's what warrior priests become. They sit there and say, you can't touch yourself, and then they send them out of the battlefield.
Sigmar rites aren't celibate, are they?
No.
So sex, alcohol, whatever. They don't encourage it, they just don't say anything about it.
Doesn't that mean, like, the Catholic Church should be very good at wars?
They were.
Those were Templars.
Alright.
Yeah, they were putting down the assassins.
I know.
How dare they? Okay. He's going too fast on his horse.
I'm not throwing the bones.
Give me the information up front, and then I'll...
Okay. He's a... The person who bought it, his name is,
Does anyone else have something they can write this down with? Because I don't have a pencil. Damn it.
I found him downstairs.
Okay.
I also found dice.
Malcolm von Ostermark.
Do I recognize the name?
No. Because it's a name that I made up earlier.
Were we not supposed to get this far or something?
No, this is a side quest, dude. It has nothing to do with the plot.
Oh, okay. Come here.
He is a, I am one of his frequent... He's one of my frequent clients. He works, at the... He's one of the lower people in the courts of the Countess. And he's looking to get... Over the past few weeks, he's been trying to figure out how to get in good with the Temple of Sigmar.
Noxious boy.
Okay.
Because he might get some, of course, lucrative political deals by being able to be seen with the Temple of Sigmar.
All right. Oh, thank you.
Of course. Wine.
Suppose wine. A little.
Drink water and wine.
Okay, so the two girls get to go home.
How much did I spend?
There was only three of them, so that's 9 gold crowns.
Get down.
Fuck.
Does she charge me anything for the night?
No, she was actually... You're one of her freebies.
Okay. Considering you didn't actually have sex, you're just sitting there talking?
Well, no, I'm sure it wound up being
okay,
sex later.
You had sex. Congratulations!
It was more just like, you know what, I want to have sex. Do you want to have sex? Let's have sex.
I got a 4 on my charm check. The passive charm aura that surrounds me, I guess.
Well, no, you were trying to get the information for basically free out of her.
Yes.
And then afterwards she was like, you know what, I'm horny.
Man, I'm down to 25 gold crowns. Oh, I'm sore.
You wake up, 3 women are piled on you.
Does that explain why you're sore? Dude, that's one heck of a night for me. You think about it. You just went toe-to-toe with a rat ogre, and then you went home, went out and got laid by 3 women.
You are brimming with testosterone.
You're like, yeah, this is what being a Bastionian noble's all about! Yeah!
Doing damage to the rat ogre?
Alright, so basically it's the next morning.
I didn't get a chance to attack it.
But still, you went toe-to-toe with the rat ogre.
Well... Ooh, had a pleasant evening. Thank you very much.
I'm a lot happier that he was attacking you than me. Because I would have been dead.
So you two went home.
Yeah, but like, I go to the elf. Yeah, we aren't going to see him.
Are we paying by the night for our rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tyler. Technically it only costs you 7 gold crowns.
Because you get 2 back because you're not spending a night at Wilhelm.
We did technically save money by sleeping at a whorehouse.
Alex, you did.
I
did straight up save money.
I spent 7 gold crowns extra.
Yep. Yes, but it was one heck of a night.
I'm now down to 20 gold crowns. 25, I mean.
Am I the richest person here? I'm sad.
How much
you Yes, you are.
That's because you don't have anything to buy.
How much did you have?
I have 45.
I had 49.
I had 61.
I have 23.
Where'd you buy?
The week at Wilhelm.
Another homing pigeon.
No, actually, Tyler, I came out even. Because I had to bribe a hooker, or a whore, 2 gold to get the information I needed out of her.
Okay. Mm.
Awkward?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, so another guy.
I could try it with the ice cream. It might be interesting.
Popcorn flavored ice cream. Tasty.
Cookie dough popcorn and my burger.
I suppose I share the information I gained that night.
Okay.
You mean the morning?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, would you mind doing a couple of checks on me? I'm out for 3 wounds.
How much did I heal that night?
You would heal 1.
I'm down 1. I'm okay.
Elven physiology, Steven.
Oh, Alec, you want to patch me up here a little bit.
I don't. Sigmar does, though.
Okay. Sigmar's like,
hey. Yeah. Awesome.
I'm just kind of like, it's been a while since I've been laid. I'm not exactly sure what to do.
He comes over like, hey, I got laid. No, that's my leg. What are you doing? Ew.
And then because I'm, brushing you, Sigmar's like, you go.
I just fought off a Skaven rat ogre, had sex with 3 women. Call it a night.
Although the lady might be a little disappointed in you.
No, never. I'm doing as the peasants do. That's the virtue of empathy.
Sorry.
Yeah. After the first one.
Alright.
So, did you ask blessings of fortitude? Before you went to the room?
I'm not wondering once you get to the plot.
Right. Go ahead, I'm not doing anything.
Alright, we go to this noble. Is he really a noble, or?
He is indeed a minor noble. He's a courtier.
So it's going to be difficult to pin him on this, unless we can.
We might not have evidence
in his possession.
Yeah.
I could go spy. Because
right now we're relying on the word of a prostitute.
All right.
Well, we don't want to say anything to the guard yet. It's a big thing.
Catherine, you
snig it.
You trained with for this for a little while. Why don't you go take a look?
Yeah, you and snig it.
No.
Did the spy mission.
No.
To class now. go steal this.
No.
And remember, should you be caught, we will disavow all knowledge.
Have I my existence?
Yes.
So if you get caught with Snigget, I'll be on the firing squad. Literally, fire.
But yeah, so you go find it. I mean, what would we do in this case? Just like find it in her possession and come out and say
his possession.
His possession.
Yeah.
Say like this guy had this.
Or what we could do is if we do find him having it, go and talk to him, saying, "Look, we already found this. Either we're going to report you right now, or you simply return it." And we get a letter for the Countess, so that way we can get to the Elven Ruins.
No.
Well, before I go searching his house, what does it look like? So I know what I'm looking for.
That's him.
Sigma, right?
What does it look like?
Do you have more ice cream I can steal?
There's a little bit left on the lot.
Go for it.
Blah.
Do you want me to save it for you?
I want to spend time.
Alright.
I think it explains what the tome looks like. Big, bulky, dwarven, made out of stone.
Every page
is made out of stone?
No. The question is, how did he get out of the building with that, when this book was bigger than the window?
So?
Alright. Suppose I'll inform Snigget what we're looking for.
Yes, mistress.
And I will pass as a servant in the house to get in.
Is there like a disguise skill?
Yes.
That's the skill you're going to be using.
No, you're totally going to be using dodge. Dodge the guard. You're wise to my tricks, aren't you?
I succeed. Barely.
You're disguised as a servant girl.
Of this house.
They don't notice.
I don't know what that roll. Okay. So I'll get the general layout of the area.
Before we do anything, do we want to leave Hunter, hold the best and believe in his possession and accuse him of it?
Well, see, here's the thing. Do you have any idea what he was trying to do with it?
No.
Yeah.
Do you have any suspicions of what he was going to do with it?
I do. Buy it, return it, you know, say he found it, get in good with the priest.
Okay. So, he might be able to play that off.
Well, you
we found it in your possession. Yes, because I got it back. And I was going to return it the next day.
So it's probably best to just steal it.
Or get him to confess.
Yes.
How will we get him to confess?
Does anyone have the torture skill?
Oh.
Oh, torture goes off fellowship.
Yeah. Interesting.
How will we get him to confess?
I'm just saying what your options are. You could always get him to confess saying, look, you can threaten to expose him. It might not do anything.
That's what I'm saying. Threaten to expose him unless he returns it and... Gives us the letter.
No, I don't care about the
letter. But we'll get cool stuff there.
I say, I could use you as a distraction, but it's whatever.
Use who?
The Sigmarite. So when he said he was trying to get in good with the Sigmarites, he can pay him a visit. Huh? Excuse me? Keep him distracted. And he might offer it to you, and you can take it out. Hmm? It's up to you, though.
So does he have it?
Looking around the house, go ahead and give me a stealth check to be able to get up there.
Let me put it this way. Before we do anything drastic. I don't think the guy actually paid the kid to steal it.
There's concealment, silent move, and...
It doesn't seem like
shadowing.
It was that.
Concealment.
It seems like the guy figured out the kid had it, paid 200 gold crowns for it for the...
Yes.
For the benefit.
Yeah. Okay. You can kind of poke around, give me a search check. Luckily, the guy's not home during the day.
I fail.
Okay.
So let's just spy
him. You spent 10 minutes, and you can't find it.
Let's just spy
him. You can spend another 10 minutes, but that runs a slight risk.
Some guy stole it. This kid paid him to steal it.
The more time you spend, of course, the more risk there is.
Okay.
Okay. You do indeed find the giant-ass tome. It's sitting in his library.
Does he have any letters or anything next to it?
It's right next to his writing desk with about an entire wad of paper that's sitting next to the trash can. Each one of them is how to explain that he found it and that he would like the Sigmarites to support him without sounding like a complete ass.
Can I find the first one? I go to the bottom.
Are the feelings on the letters that he had it stolen, or that he did just find somebody who had it?
No, it's just...
Is a letter to the Sigmarites.
Yeah, he's a letter.
He's not going to say, I stole it and plan to return it to you so you can like me.
Does he have a journal or anything in his desk?
No.
That's actually really kind
of
badass.
What was the first one say? Because I want to see how big of an ass he is.
No, I am pleased to announce to you that I have found the tome that was stolen from you. It couldn't come at a more convenient time as I am about to meet with the Countess regarding some business deals. It would be so kind of you to support me in this endeavor and then it kind of is crumbled up after that.
I actually have a question. Was it made public knowledge that this book was taken?
No.
Makes sense.
Then that's the question.
All that is known is that a book was stolen from the Sigmarite Library, which is why it's closed.
Okay.
Well, that could be enough to play off, anyways.
Alright, and this is his study. If I go to his room, can I find anything in there?
His room is locked.
Hey, Steven? Can you touch me the higher? Did you get the open lock skill yet,
Nesca? Damn it. Yes, but I failed by... 4.
Too bad.
Here it is.
7.
Actually. You can make another recheck, but as I said, it runs a risk.
Suppose I could ask one of the other servants to have the key to his room.
But overall,
servants are not allowed in his room.
Just him? And who cleans?
We're not allowed in there. We don't care.
Mm.
Okay.
Very good. All good. There.
Nope, no one notices you this time. Okay. This room is incredibly messy. Obviously has not been cared for in a while. But some looking around, you will notice that there's an obsessive amount of insects that are skewered into books.
So he likes bugs.
A giant amount of bug collections.
Holy
that was got a spear holding it up.
You can massage my buddy.
Stormtrooper.
That one's got a ballista holding it up.
Suppose I'll search his room to see if I can find a drone hero that maybe he did dealings about the book.
That's the one he inevitably does get in the melee, though.
Yes.
I will lock the door behind
him.
You are astounded because you open up his closet and there's a giant dead spider. We're not talking giant, we're talking...
Keep in mind, Teclis has a 2 toughness.
I'm glad it's dead.
And a 3 weapon skill.
I shut the door quickly.
I don't ever get Teclis. That is a...
In case you hadn't noticed, this guy's not married.
We keep them 6 inches
away and
have them
throw.
Take
advantage of that.
Flying out.
Get
to all around the door.
That's why
it also gets a 3+
save and brain dead. I'll start with it again.
How much does Gilbert cost?
At this point, you want to leave.
Yeah.
Why is there someone booking the room or something?
No, I can't roll below a 90.
I was saying because she was freaking out because of the spider. That and she's been in here for about 20 minutes now.
Mm-hmm. Alright. I'll listen to make sure no one's just outside the door. Succeed.
No one's there.
Okay, I will
slip out.
Leave, yeah.
On there. Bow, no, no,
no. Do they want me to steal the book or no?
Do they want my what?
Do you guys want me to steal the book or no?
Go for it.
Okay.
I suppose I'll take, like blankets or sheets, so it looks like I'm doing laundry and sliding into there.
Give me a concealment. 61 won't help me.
I fail. No, wait. Nope. I make it, sorry. Oh, I was reading it the other way. Alright. Mm-hmm.
You will carry out the blankets.
Put the blankets somewhere.
So now what do you want to do?
Hey, these are made of silk.
Dwarven silk.
What?
Cave spiders.
Dwarves sleep on slabs of solid rock with sand blankets.
Like wooden beds. Wooden rock pillows.
You craft a stone pillow.
Huh.
It's comfy. It fits his head perfectly.
So, do we simply want to return this, or do we want to set this guy up? Do we?
He had about a yay stack tall of. Notes like this.
So, what do we want to do?
We could deny him political gain by just trying to get in.
Yeah, but what's to prevent it from something else being stolen in the future?
Why would we care?
He may also come front saying that we stole it originally.
We weren't here when it was stolen.
And we can prove
we're on a boat being attacked by orcs.
I'm on a boat! We can prove our innocence.
I suppose what we could do is...
Snake it here?
Yes. Okay. He's hiding behind a fig tree.
We could return the book. If we want to, we could tell them who took it. And then they could confront it, the church could confront about it. If he did just buy it back because he knew what it was, he still has the chance to gain the political power because he did intend to return it. If it was him that took it, and the church is probably the most likely to be able to figure this out, then he will get punished for his crimes.
I say we just tell him the kid got it.
Let them
investigate from there. We can tell him that the kid paid someone for it. Actually, paid someone to get it, I guess.
Yes, and then the politician bought it from him.
Received payment for it. Look.
Well,
yeah. Okay. At this point, he's the most knowledgeable person with nobility and how the royalty, well, how the rich people function. So I say we go with that.
We could get a political gain from this, but I don't think we're staying in the city long enough to care.
I want to go to the elevator.
Okay. You guys will turn over the book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It will award you 20 crowns and total? Say thank you. Total.
Okay.
So you thought. Are we allowed into the
library? Yes, you are allowed into the library.
All right. So now that we've gained access to the library like we wanted to, what do you want to research there?
I already did. I want to research. We're looking for a blade, correct? A blade or
yes.
Okay.
The Chalice of Wrath is what you were after.
Chalice. I will begin researching that within this particular library of Sigmar.
Okay. And honestly, this is a good point to call it.
Okay.
Gamershaven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production
of a Monte Cook adventure.
Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamershaven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.